The National Enquirer is reporting that Indiana governor and vice presidential nominee Mike Pence is actually Race Bannon of Johnny Quest fame. Governor Pence was asked about the years of rumors of the alleged relationship between him and Dr. Benton Quest. Governor Pence responded with a simple no comment. In an unrelated story, after being imprisoned for 13 years at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, longtime Quest associate Haji has finally been released, bringing you closer to your world for the Robotic Movie Project. This is Stockton Wells reporting.
Welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I'm Rose James Madison, and I think Johnny Quest's bodyguard might be in trouble. Now, before we get into this story, something crossed my mind earlier at work when I was first hearing about this as it unfolded. Has anyone thought to see what Dick Cheney has? I bet that motherfucker's got tons of shit. Like, there's no way in hell Dick Cheney does not have tons of stolen, top-secret, classified documents. Like, I bet he's got, like, the original Photoshop drafts of the passports they found. Now, let's hop into the article, shall we? Classified documents found at Pence's Indiana home. Now, who else has documents? First, it was Trump, right? Then, it's Joe Biden. Then, it was Hunter Biden. That one kind of ended up getting merged into the Joe Biden thing. And now, it's Mike fucking Pence. Now, out of these three people, Donald Trump was the only one who was actually president when he took these documents, which I don't care how you feel, even if you want to argue, well, he had no right to take them, they weren't classified, they were largely empty folders, fucking stickers on them, you know, look, there's a sticker, yay, you know, I don't know what you expect from the guy. He thought they would be cool keepsakes, whatever. He was at least president. These two, Joe Biden took him when he was took documents when he was a senator, and then took him when he was vice president. Pence took him as vice president, and you know what? I bet that Pence took him also as a senator. How much do you want to bet? He's been a different chair in arms committees. I bet he's got it. So now we're gonna scroll down here. Originally, look over here. Boom, hop over. 3 hours ago, mixed factuality. 5 hours ago, on the left, 5 hours ago is our nearest high factuality article with a left-leaning ABC Australia. Go over here to the center. Go down here. 4 hours ago at the Times Free Press classified documents, and that's 4 hours ago for high factuality. So we went over here to the right. Now you have the News Herald for 2 hours ago, but the News Herald is behind a paywall. I will not pay for my news. So I had to scroll down here a little bit. And you have this from 4 hours ago from NOS. It's still newest out of all the other articles, left, right, and center, with a high factuality rating. All articles will be in the description below, so let's hop into it. I had to hit it with a declassified translation from Dutch to English. A fair heads up, so let's hop into it. Now classified documents have also been found with former Vice President Pence. Secret documents were... Let me turn this person down a little bit. Secret documents were found in the home of former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence in the state of Indiana. Pence himself reported the find, American media write. It would be about 10 pieces Pence turned over to the FBI, but he has more. This is just what he was willing to give over. I'm willing to bet. The find was made by a lawyer Pence hired specifically to search several boxes of documents for potentially classified items. Pence did that because of the recent finds of classified documents with former President Donald Trump and President Biden, according to a letter from Pence's lawyer to the National Archives. Mind you, Biden took these documents as a vice president. Moving on. Nuclear secrets. Oh, boy. The thing that they said Trump had that turned out Trump didn't have. Pence was vice president under Donald Trump, whom the FBI found about around 300 secret files during the raids, less than 100 of which are still being examined in massive air quotes because there's a lawsuit going on about it. They give the skivvy on it. A lot of documents that were personal documents belonging to Trump and his wife and his kid were also confiscated, including 3 passports. Two of them were diplomatic passports that were expired because she was no longer first lady, he was no longer president, and the other one was a personal passport for like a private citizen, including copies of social security cards for his kids. And the social security cards were never handed over, including a couple other sensitive documents that have not been disclosed. So there has been a special master assigned to examine the case. Not much has come out new as an update around that case as of so far. We'll see if there's an update on that case. I will report it, but that's where that stands. But no nuclear secrets have been found. It was a big astroturf that, well, there was nuclear secrets. Actually, I would like to issue a possible correction. The sources are dubious. I don't trust the Washington Post at all. Like, anything. It could literally be raining, and they could tell me it's raining, and I would have to look outside before I believe them. Now, we're over here at the New York Post from an article from September 7th, 2022. We're just going to read part of it. Foreign nuclear secrets among documents found in Trump raid. Foreign nuclear secrets. All right. See, somehow in the Trump raid series, this is something I missed. Oh, I don't even want to touch this story. I'm going to because I have jokes. So we're going to make jokes about it, but this is a completely different topic. Now let's move on. In a stunning leak from the Department of Justice, they report on Tuesday disclosed information about top secret documents that were found reportedly among the files seized by U.S. agents at Donald Trump's Florida resort last month, citing sources, quote, familiar with the search, anonymous, unnamed sources that talked to the WAPO, of course. Said in documents detailed a foreign government's military defenses and nuclear capabilities and can only be viewed by a select group of top officials. Interesting. Presidents have unilateral declassification power, but that is interesting. So they were not American top secret documents about nuclear anything. They were, they were American, but they were documents about a foreign country's nuclear capabilities. Probably China.
China.
The disclosure was published Tuesday, a day after, this was in September of last year, by the way, published Tuesday, a day after the former president's legal team won a request for a special master to review the documents over his lawyer's concerns about, concerns that the feds would, quote, impugn, leak, and publicize select aspects of their investigation, end quote. Now, this is a longer article. A link to which will be in the description below. Apparently, and this is fully on me, I'm happy I corrected myself and I wanted to have it on the record. I will be looking into it. Maybe there are some updates on the Trump raid that I completely missed. But that being said, let's hop back into the initial story at hand, shall we? In recent weeks, secret documents have also been found in President Biden's home and office. The office thing's a little dubious. It was found at a think tank in Penn State. They were found in his home, a pile in the garage, papers inside the house, and a study end in the kitchen table. So, again, always fact checking in the comments below. Not only can people who do this job or make this content make up facts, we can also just lie, manipulate details, and say it as confidently as we want in the hopes that you just believe us. So always fact check us. And please, fact check me. I guess shit wrong, as I just showed. And, we're just human. In this case, it is not known exactly how many pieces involved and what they are about. Under U.S. law, records of the president or vice president must be turned over to the U.S. National Archives after their term in office. Both Biden and Pence immediately reported that they had the pieces in their possession and handed them over. Former President Donald Trump opposed the transfer to the archive. A search warrant was eventually required to enter Trump's estate. That's putting it mildly. Now, let's move on to the next article. And again, this is from the NOS News. This is from yesterday. And did it ever give me an author, actually? No, I never actually got an author for this article. So let's move on. And this is the weird thing, right? Now, give me one second. And as he is always one to do, the orange one rushes as fast as ever to defend the state and the man who he repeatedly says stabbed him in the back. He says Trump says Pence stabbed him in the back. Even when on record there was leaked documents that claim Trump said Pence will go down in history as a pussy. Apparently he said that to his face, according to these documents that have been leaked. And again, they're all alleged. Now, there's an episode coming up about like the absolute fucking brain dead decisions Trump's making cabinet wise. Like, really? Fucking Lindsey Graham? Ugh. Now, Let's hop into this, shall we? Trump defends Pence amid classified documents. Find in Indiana home, quote, he never did anything knowingly dishonest in his life. Leave him alone. Leave Pence alone. Oh, God. Roberto A. Wakerell Cruz. We've read a lot of articles from this guy. January 24th, 2023. I had a video here with Jack Basabiak. Let's hop into it.
But now suddenly, over the weekend...
My apologies.
We've seen an incredible update, a fantastic update, an earth-shattering update from the White House that Ron Klain, the White House Chief of Staff, a longtime Biden advisor, is now leaving. He's out.
Peace, bitch.
Getting out of there. And who's coming in his place? Who's coming in his place, you ask? Jeff Zients. Jeff Zients. Who's Jeff Zients? So you're getting rid of a longtime Biden advisor, and they're bringing back in Jeff Zients. Jeff Zients is Bain Capital. Yeah, that's right. The same Bain Capital as Mitt Romney. Jeff Zients is a Wall Street guy. But he's always been a Wall Street guy who was aligned with the left. This is how the UN party works, by the way. They have one firm, Bain Capital, and they have a guy who says he's on the right, like Mitt Romney, and then a guy who says he's on the left, like Jeff Zients. But really, they're all the same group of people. They're the Uniparty. This is how Wall Street works. This is how the establishment works. So this guy Zients, who's he close to? Former President Obama and Hillary Clinton. Now, the Uniparty is coming back, and they're taking over the reins of the White House. Ron Klain sees the writing on the wall. Because what's going on over this past weekend? More and more documents coming to light. Do you really believe me, or do you expect me to believe? Do you really expect me to believe that all of a sudden they just found these documents out of nowhere? Like, oh, whoops, we just woke up one day and found out that there were classified documents over there somewhere. No. Cut the crap. There's a reason the establishment and the regime is turning on President Biden. Rush Limbaugh, believe it or not, actually predicted that this would happen. Now, he said it would be about the laptop, not necessarily about classified documents, but that's not the point. He predicted that eventually you would see, this is Rush, not even me, you would see former President Obama using leverage to undercut President Biden from inside the White House, and that they would be using this to reestablish a path for a new candidate to come into office.
A complete side note. In the, I believe it was 04 and 08. Ron Paul was running for president, and none of these platforms would give him the time of day. He made a comment about how, well, you know, we trained Osama bin Laden, all these guys overthrow their government, and then it came back and bit us in the ass. We can't act like we're surprised. Like he said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said something along those lines, and all these outlets, including Fox and a bunch of these other fucking bullshit outlets that all suck up the same fucking corporatist tit. Now, they wouldn't give him the time of day, and they just said, oh, he said we deserved 9/11, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. They were saying he went full Hassan Piker back in the day. Now, no. Rush Limbaugh would bring him onto the show regularly and have him just talk and be like, hey, what do you believe, what are your stances? And then Rush Limbaugh is a very large reason of why the Ron Paul love revolution happened in the first place. So just full shout out to Rush Limbaugh, RIP, an absolute broadcasting legend.
Who's that candidate, you ask? Well, I'll tell you something. It ain't Kamala Harris. So what I've been told, and this is what we got from our White House official, our White House staffer. Let's just go into
it. Side note, bro. Andrew Schultz says that he could tap this. I know this is so off topic and highly unprofessional, but this is an unprofessional show. I watch Flagrant. I watch the Brilliant Idiots podcast. I cannot stand Charlamagne. But, no offense, but if I want content that Charlamagne attempts to provide, if I want a good quality, I'll just go to DJ Academics, right? I'll just go to a homie who knows what the fuck he's talking about. I don't need to sit here and watch some fucking balding Walmart Joe Budden looking clone fucking regurgitate the most basic ass TMZ talking points. He would fit right into the TMZ crowd. Like, you can't even tell me I'm wrong with that. Charlamagne had his time like freaking 9 years ago. But that's beside the point. Andrew Schultz is like, man, Kamala Harris is kind of a baddie. No. Ugh.
Ah. Said, what's going on with the shade war? Can you give us some background? Here are the notes. It's a madhouse. Nobody trusts each other in the slightest anymore. Advisors have been pointing fingers over leaks, and staffers loyal to those respective advisors have subsequently split into factions. The shade war as a conventional conflict is over. People on both sides are still conducting smear jobs, but it's mostly uncoordinated and carried out by extreme loyalists. Other than that, the White House has dissolved into a battle royale. Every man for himself.
God, what I wouldn't give to be a fly on the fucking wall. Former President Donald Trump released a statement on Tuesday after former Vice President Mike Pence reported that he had documents that were marked as classified in his home. Pardon me. Ugh. It's this Red Bull. Trump posted on Truth Social, quote, "He never did anything knowingly dishonest in his life. Leave him alone." It says, you said allegedly that he will go down in history as a pussy and as a backstabber. Like, bro, what the fuck are you talking? Okay. Oh, Trump contradicting himself later on. Well, no, unheard of, right? Let's move on. Right here, breaking 911, because, okay. Trump on classified documents found in Mike Pence's home. He never did anything knowingly dishonest in his life. Leave him alone, blah, blah, blah. Go follow me on Truth. Same as my Twitter handle. Twitter unlocked for me again. Cringe be here.
We want to be very clear here. We've always said that we are in constant communication with Ukraine as they're trying to figure out what they need on the battlefield, or ways to offer security assistance for them. And so it is that they need.
So does this have anything?
It is that they need for this almost past year.
Never mind. That has nothing to do with what we were talking about. That's something I really don't like about the post-millennial. They'll put links to videos and clips of videos that have nothing to do with the topic at hand. Anyway, a lawyer for former Vice President Mike Pence said earlier on Tuesday that a dozen classified documents were discovered at Pence's home last week, and that the files were turned over to the FBI. A source close to the matter told CNN that the files were discovered at Pence's Indiana home last week. Last week? And we're just now finding out about it. That's interesting. Now, I'm sure, perhaps they had to comb through it and be like, okay, these are the documents that had, and there's like a processing time period. Perhaps. I just find it interesting that this is just now being reported on. What is with this delay? Now, the delays are getting shorter and shorter. They'll be like, oh, you know, fourth batch of documents found at Joe Biden's other residence on Monday, reported Tuesday evening. It's like, okay. Just interesting. Last week, you say. And the files were turned over to the FBI. A source close to the matter told CNN the files were discovered at Pence's Indiana home last week. The FBI and Justice Department National Security Division have launched a review of how the documents got to Pence's home. Jeez, I fucking wonder how. Not like he's a dude with hands and shit. The documents were discovered at Pence's new home. Oh, so his new home. So you mean they've been moved somewhat recently. Well, I wonder when he moved into this home. Well, maybe we'll find out. Pence's new home in Carmel, Indiana. It is not yet known what the documents pertain to or what their level of sensitivity or classification is. Congress will be notified on Tuesday. Pence will do an update then. Actually, isn't it Tuesday now? At least it is at the time of recording. Pence reportedly asked his lawyer to search his home as a precautionary measure to ensure that he had no classified documents when going through boxes stored at his house. Pence found documents with classified marking. The boxes were brought to Washington, D.C. and handed to the archives. The discovery comes as President Joe Biden is embroiled in scandal after classified documents were found at multiple of his personal locations. And now that brings us to the end of this article. I just find it so funny, right? Could never do anything wrong. Not intentionally. Yikes. This is from 5 months ago. Former Vice President Mike Pence said Friday that he didn't take any classified information with him when he left office. FBI seized 11 sets of classified documents, classified records from his former boss's estate on August 8th. Trump has claimed the documents seized by agents were all declassified. Now let's hop over here real quick for just a brief read. Maybe a brief video? Des Moines, Iowa. former Vice President Mike Pence said Friday that he didn't take any classified information with him when he left office. The disclosure, which would typically be unremarkable for a former vice president, is notable given that the FBI agency's classified and top-secret information from his former boss's Florida estate on August 8th while investigating potential violations of three different federal locations. Of three different federal laws. Former President Donald Trump has claimed that the documents were seized by agents were all, quote, declassified. Pence asked directly if he had retained any classified information upon leaving the office, told the Associated Press, AP, in an interview, quote, no, not to my knowledge. Despite the inclusion of material marked top secret in the government's list of items recovered from Mar-a-Lago, Pence said, quote, I honestly don't want to prejudge it before, until we know all the facts. I don't want to prejudge it before, until we all know. Okay, I did not have a stroke. I read that as it is. Not grammatically correct. Pence was in Iowa on Friday as part of a two-day trip to the state. That's completely fucking irrelevant now, but just interesting, right? And I bet he has more. I just find it funny that now everybody has documents, right? Do you have fucking classified documents? Maybe I have classified documents. I mean, I don't. As far as I know, I don't. But of course, as far as Pence knew, he didn't, right? Right? As far as he knew. But boop. Oh, what the fuck? There it is. Wow. Like magic. Now, who else is going to have documents? Right? We're going to find out that what Obama has documents next? Probably. This is getting to be really wild. Between the documents and the laptop, Biden's kind of fucking screwy. The documents and Trump have had zero effect on Donald Trump overall. He keeps Harvard-Harris has hosted these different polls. If I remember to, I'll throw one in the description below. Ooh, give me 1 second. Sorry. Anyway. I don't know. Honestly, I don't think the documents are overall that big of a deal, irregardless of who has them. It's more of the principle of the fucking matter. I want, if we're going to go after everybody, we go after everybody equally. If we're not going to go after everybody equally, then we don't go after anybody, quite frankly. I mean, that may be an unpopular opinion. I expect to get some backlash on that, and quite frankly, more power to you. But that being said, we're going to follow the story. It seems to be ever unfolding. It's just like, who's going to fucking lift up a cushion tomorrow and find some more documents and a couple quarters on the couch cushion? Who knows? But until then, we'll be here reporting on it. This has been Inside Four Walls. I've been your host, James Mastin, and I shall catch you guys later. Peace.